and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And yesterday, well, the sunshine came out a bit and the wind blew just a bit. One or two combines cut some barley, just a tiny bit. And so, painfully slowly, Harvest 2011 comes home. Now, according to the official statistics, it is worse than 1985. And for most, the worst in living memory. It seems as though Mother Nature is just teaching us a lesson, that although we can do our best with the crops, with fertilizers and weed and disease control, she's going to have the very last word when it comes to the weather. Yesterday we had reports from parts of the borders of only 20% or so actually being cut, and today the reports closer to home are from Simon Barry at Highland Grain, who reports wheat actually sprouting in the ear now. That is, the seeds in the head of the crop growing again while the wheat is still standing. And that, sadly, makes for a total crop loss in anyone's book. Now, as far as lifting potatoes goes this year, ground conditions are ruling again. Some fields are actually showing plenty of lying water in the drills. Again, good crops at Tatties, but too wet to make a lot of progress there either. Now, as we reported yesterday, the beef industry is enjoying a boom time at the moment, with some amazing prices for cattle, as Kim Haywood from the National Beef Association told us yesterday. But is there a worry that we might see shoppers turning away from beef in the current recession?
Delighted to say it's the opposite. We've had considerable increases in the volume of beef across all the ranges, increasing including stewing steak over the summer, even though the prices have increased. So we've got increased sales and increase in the volume of beef being purchased, but we also have some of the highest costs as well being imposed on the industry. So although the prices seem to be breaking all records, we do need to put that into a bit of balance, but also the costs have gone up exponentially as well.
So it seems as though the high price of beef and lamb now are not affecting sales. But the one question on every pig farmer's lips is, if the cattle and sheep men are getting big prices, why can't they get the same? It seems as though supply and demand have yet to come into proper balance as far as pig meat goes, but when they do, no doubt their price will go up as well. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.